This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Masterpiece of the week.
And she said, list this.
Oh, I know this one. Barstool Sports.
The Chive.
The Chive. Bible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it from the Bible?
Oh.
The B-I-B-L-E.
I guess it would be the KNC Bible, if that's what you're...
Sounds sacrilegious. We don't do that on the show.
What does Bible mean? What does the word Bible mean?
I don't know. That's just what the book is called.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it?
Why are we? By the way, from the 214, what's Jesus' favorite gaming system? It's the Sega Genesis.
That's nice. I like that. Although we determined flaw in the system, only Monday and Thursday games.
Collection of scriptures.
I mean, it comes from like Middle English, Old French, Latin for Biblia.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Biblioteca.
Sure.
You know what that means, Kevin?
The library.
The library.
So basically, it's just the book.
Yeah, the book. But you didn't know that, did you?
Obviously, I didn't.
I told you.
You heard me go into panic mode when you asked me what the Bible means, and I was like, you're a Bible. Like, I didn't know what to say. Doesn't that sound like a comeback when you got nothing, man?
Right.
You're the Bible.
You're the Bible.
Take it away, what? Parker.
Well,
what does that mean?
We had some really deep historical conversation there in learning what the Bible meant. I'm going to take you back to when we had a conversation that had very little educational
value.
Oh,
hurtful. God, Parker hates the show more than I do.
But man, you guys got me so thrown off with football Jesus and basketball Jesus, and this is something that Kevin and Colby went back and forth with. It was funny.
Would you eat somebody to live?
The people that survive, Kevin, are the people that are willing to go beyond their limits.
Okay, from that perspective...
So I don't
Colby
know exactly
Parker,
where I'm going to be.
Are you sad about soda? Because if we were in a plane crash, you could easily eat Corey and I for like a year. But now, I don't know. A couple months maybe? I don't know.
You know, I mean, I've still got three people to choose from.
Sure.
So
who would you eat first?
Who would I eat first?
Yeah, not Parker, right?
Nah.
Definitely not me. I'm safe.
Stringy. I think I could probably just go ahead and get everybody on board with eliminating you first, Kevin.
Oh, that's extra hurtful because you said everybody's on board. You could have just said me.
Very much enjoyed the devolution of that conversation.
There's no discussion about how he's sad that we're all dead or anything.
You heard my brain work out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Thing is, like, there was no... None of that was edited to fit a purpose. It was just a real conversation on air.
Right.
We have the strangest conversation.
The 214, the silence before the question was finished.
Yeah, can you play that first part one more time? Because I don't know. I don't know if my brain was like, you should stop asking this question or what happened, but that was a really long pause. Would you eat somebody to live?
I was going to just originally play that, but then I listened back to the whole thing and was like, no, this is a really KNC conversation.
It was very similar to Art Rant.
Man, okay, and we probably won't have time, but Parker, do me a favor.
No.
In the history of this segment, if ever you think we're short on drops, will you just load up Art Rant? Because that
was my
favorite thing ever.
What was the long rant that Kevin had recently, too, that compared very well to Art Rant? There was one recently that you threw out there.
All things are inferior to Art Rant in my mind.
Art Rant was great. I bet what we have next week with the Jesus talk is going to get up there as well, though.
No, I don't know if we should do that, man.
I thought it was great.
That was maybe like a one-time thing.
Yeah, you think... But was that planned? Just for real quick, I'm sorry. I know we got a lot to get to here. People always ask, like, how much of your show is planned out? Always say the same thing. We plan the segments, and, like, you have some bullet points. But there are times I have no idea where this is going to go. And I swear to God that I had no idea that was the turn that was going to happen in that segment.
Nor did we know that it would bring us this text. The 301. Jesus would be a relief pitcher. He'd be a closer because he saves.
God, our texters are on point tonight. They really, really are.
Well, from the 972, we got to be careful with Jesus playing football. He can't play on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's the day that he rests.
He's probably just getting prepared and stuff.
He's got other things going on.
Yeah. Sorry, Parker, I know you got stuff going on.
No worries.
Take it away, Parker.
Do the other thing.
Yeah, no worries, guys. More of Kevin and Colby here.
Car!
What?
I remember that. That was when we were trying to distract Corey because he was like, I wouldn't be distracted by those birds. And we were like, oh, really? I'm sorry. One more time, right? This is the stupidest show on all of radio. Don't let any Johnny Come Lately say that. I said that from the beginning.
We got room for one more weird noise, guys.
Why in the world would I try to interrupt that? Shut up, Kevin. Let him talk.
He was talking. He was going.
That's Colby's version of talking.
This is also Colby's version of talking.
That is her ass right there. Huh? That is nice.
Oh, man.
I was probably looking at a nice ass. So I don't know.
You think?
Yeah.
Appreciate you explaining that.
Yeah.
And it is nice.
Corey, here's a weird follow-up from you.
Get the booty and the legs from Squat Life, bro.
You reading a tweet from RJ?
Do you even live? Yeah, you want something nice. Did y'all hear that story that they did in Jeffrey Time recently where the Brazilian butt competition went down and like this girl got really upset that she didn't win because she had a real butt and the other girl's butt was like plastic surgery?
Oh, I totally know someone who just got a fake butt.
And then whoever finished in second place in that competition was transgendered. So there was all sorts fighting and infighting and problems going on. It was crazy.
You didn't know about the fake butt more later, Kevin.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
All right.
Parker?
Corey, you also asked this really weird question this week.
Do they have a island for women?
What happens? Play that again.
Do they have a island for women?
He's like, you could tell. One more time, you could tell he's really invested in this
Sitting
question.
Sitting on the edge of my seat, kind of leaned forward. Hey, hold on. Before we get done taking notes here.
Do they have a island for women?
Oh, man. From Cujo. You guys better start getting that Marconi speech ready.
Man, ain't that the truth? And from the 817, I've never listened to this high before until now, and it is amazing.
From the 972, I'm so going to enjoy replaying this podcast over the weekend.
Well, I might be able to make it better, because there's a lot of drops that we still haven't played.
So he wants us to shut the hell up, right?
No, I just want everyone else to hear this. Here's another question from Corey, yeah.
Why are people exploring my body?
Good question.
That is a good question.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, go on soda, and guess what's happening? Hey, let's take a look at this.
Okay, all of the guys are my guys. I'm not going to just stick to one guy. I'm going to give it to every single one of them. And...
Wow.
I like Kevin's... Man. Oh.
I couldn't tell. Am I regretting what you're saying, or am I into it?
You know what? I'm not really sure.
You just wanted it to be over.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Here's more from Corey.
Like, I want some meat, right? And, you know, meat sometimes gets stuck in your throat.
All right.
I was talking about, like, what you could eat fast. Because we were talking about eating croissants fast.
Okay.
All right.
Don't ever say it like that again. Don't ever say it like that again.
Hey, Colby, you said this, too, and it's kind of along the same lines.
I'm going to see how many of these so I can fit in my mouth.
I think I was saying, what's the word, Corey?
No, we can't say the word.
Croissants.
Croissants.
God. So fake fancy, the show.
469. Pure gold as always, Sean. If you don't know what that reference is, it's every time Sean asks Gavin Dawson what's going to happen on the show today.
Right.
Or what do you got, guy? What do you guys got coming up on the show today? And Gavin Dawson, because I Tolo, baby, at Gavin Dawson every time. Pure gold as always, Sean. Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
And from the 214, OMG, laughing so hard, I think I broke a rib.
Oh, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah, that, well, she was three. Oh, God. She fractured three ribs when she fell in her office.
What?
Kevin, I don't know when we're going to need this drop. I just love it, and we're going to use it at some point.
F you, Omar.
Jesus.
I do remember that.
Omar's going to be so pissed.
I'm very concerned. I feel like there's three or four drops of me calling people out by a specific name, that if we ever have that person on the show, it's going to be in trouble.
Couple more. Corey?
You ever beat a guy? At what?
What?
At what, Corey?
You're Corey.
I'm Corey. Why don't I know the answer?
Hold on.
Maybe I can help. I guess there's enough time that's passed.
I know. Maybe it's smart to take advantage of it, because then you get your, and you can also get back and suck again.
That would be incredible.
What?
What? The hell? Why are we all, why am I so supportive of that? Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even hear anything after the beat because I was laughing too hard. My ears were closed up. What did I say?
I'll play it one more time.
I know. Maybe it's smart to take advantage of it, because then you get your, and you can also get back and suck again.
That would be incredible.
All right, Kevin.
Man, and I thought Corey talking about guys or Colby talking about whatever in the mouth were the leaders. That's the leader right there.
Well, this might just help to add on to that.
I scrubbed the inside out of that with my head.
What?
It's a turkey.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Cleaning the turkey.
Definitely a turkey.
From the 469, what's going on? I'm so confused. And from the 469... This is the greatest segment on the greatest nightly show ever.
This is such a stupid show.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, dear Lord, I'm crying. I seriously can't breathe.
Well, just two more drops for you, so hang in there. Colby, back to you.
Shot myself in the leg. Going to remove my clothes and lay down on the sidewalk.
Why? What's that going to do? That doesn't solve any of your problems.
Laying down on the sidewalk, though, is so it's cool outside.
That's not going to solve your problem.
Feels
you
good.
Don't type in, how do you fix a gunshot wound? It says, lie on the sidewalk.
Feels good to press my face up against the cool concrete.
Mark that, too. I don't know.
All right. And then this guy.
What an awful show this is.
This might be the one that ruins the whole thing for all of us.
I'm starting to come around on it, though.
We need to be very careful
okay.
about what we say here. Kevin, I'm disappointed in you.
You gotta see this movie, because this kid kisses this other kid. It's hot. Okay, I just want to say, for the record, I remember that. I was making fun of Corey because I thought he
Wait,
was...
Corey said it?
Yeah, because he insinuated that you should see this movie, and he
what
said...
movie? Name the movie, Kevin.
It was...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because you were like, because that kid was...
It was the Sandlot.
It was the Sandlot, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
When
Wendy Peppercorn
yes,
squints
was given mouth to mouth, and you were like insinuating that you should check the movie out because of the things that you said. I was trying to mock you, but I see how that has backfired on me.
469, I have no clue how y'all are on air.
Me
but
either.
Thank God you are.
Oh, I'm with you. I don't know.
So now we vote.
All right, so my vote is going to be for the sounds. for the sounds from Kevin and Colby and Colby. Those were my favorite. That was my favorite part.
Like I said, there was a this is the 27 Yankees lineup tonight. But I'm going to vote for Corey's incredibly weird thing about being able to do it again and me being way too into what he's saying.
You were in that.
That'd be incredible. So what the hell's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Ooh, from the 214, would you ever eat someone?
Yeah.
To live?
The pause is crucial there.
The pause is too long.
Yeah, you know what? I don't... There's so many. I just want to vote for them all.
I've been laughing very hard.
But what Corey was talking about and then going back into whatever he was talking about, it's like, hey, you know, you've got this thing, but then you can do more stuff with it later if you do... Good God, whatever that was, was great.
I hear you trying to explain it, Colby. Let me help you, because it's going to be our winner this week.
So maybe it's smart to take advantage of it, because then you get your... And you can also get back and suck again.
That would be incredible.
We did it, guys.
From the 469, you guys make my Friday night at work. The 214, the show is made for the late night time slot. My God, is that the truth? If for the 214, if the entire midnight snack is not the show tonight, I'm going to slap Colby. For the 469, Kevin is my spirit animal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.